Some people who travel like to have little collections. Some people collect postcards, some rocks, pick them up from wherever they go, some bells. Some put state stickers on their campers as they drive around. All of this is to remind them where they've been. And if that is not enough, everywhere you go, there are gift shops to sell junk to you to remind you of where you have been. Of course, they also sell candy and other stuff to sugar up the kids along the way. Once, while my wife and I were in Washington, D.C., we were staying at a pretty decent hotel, and my wife and I did some sightseeing and returned after dark. We'd been riding the subway, and as we were walking to the hotel, we were followed by a man from off the subway, and he approached us and told us we needed an escort through the part of town at night. He walked us to the hotel and waved us on our way as we got close. The part of town we were in changed at sundown, yet we felt secure with this man. Today, Jesus sends his followers out on a trip. I've given this a little thought. This is no ordinary trip, no vacation, no pleasure cruise. It was a first run for evangelization for the people that followed Jesus. Jesus warns the 72 that are going out, they're going being sent out like sheep among wolves. They're going out into the real world to fight evil and spread the good news, and they're doing this all with no money, no sack, and no sandals. Jesus was sending them out into a sinful world to let people know he was on his way and to pray for those that they encountered. Interestingly, Jesus says to say peace to this household whenever they enter a place to stay. Oddly, it seems, he tells them if no one is peaceful, the blessing will return to them. But this is really a reassurance to them and to us now that a blessing or a prayer is never wasted. If you pray for someone, dead or alive, and they don't need the prayer, that prayer is never wasted. It will come to someone who needs it. But now, why the dust? Why the shaking of the dust? The shaking of the dust is symbolic of a rejection of a place. Moreover, it is a rejection not only of the place, but of the people's sinful ways that the 72 have just visited. The attitude in this case, a lack of hospitality, a lack of caring, and a rejection of God Christ, who is soon coming to them. Jesus is warning the 72 to stay on course to their mission. If you have picked up anything bad, shake that from your lives to return to the path they are on and continue proclaiming Jesus present and arriving. This goes for us as well. It is a way of turning our back on everything about the place. Merely shaking the dust off your feet will not make you forget a place. It seems like there's two places we do remember: the best and the worst. The best, we stop and get a souvenir and tell our friends and their friends. The worst, we murmur to our friends to stay away, or at least tell them to get back to the hotel before sundown. But the worst of the worst, we try to forget. I've heard people say, I felt like I needed a shower after I'd been in that place. Yeah, some of you are familiar with that saying. Or I felt so out of place. Or I had this shiver after I left this place. Literally, your body shaking the dust from the place you've just been. When we enter a place like that and leave it, we need to pray. We need to shake the dust of that place off of our lives so that nothing that we saw or experienced will stick to our lives as we leave. Are there things we need to shake off in our lives? Certainly. Have we had encounters with people, places, and things that have left dust on us that is yet to be shaken off? Opinions and ideas that are contrary to our upbringing, our church, our catechism, our faith. Do we have a cafeteria attitude about what we follow and what we ignore in our lives within the church? We have some shaking to do in our lives. Jesus is asking us to shake off the dust from our Bibles and our catechism and follow the path he has laid out for us, to pick up our crosses and follow him. Follow the path to the altar of the Lord to eat his body and drink his blood, to participate in the offering of the altar and become one with Jesus Christ. Then to take the good news out into the world and spread it with joy and peace to all who will listen.